40 years ago this month, the free speech movement began in Berkeley, California. It started as a fight to overturn rules forbidding students from engaging in political activity on campus. The victory of the free speech movement inspired countless other protests around the country. At the University of California, where the free speech movement began, there's been a full week of 40th anniversary events. But unlike previous commemorations, this time the university embraced the free speech movement and its veterans. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The Sproul Hall steps are now renamed the Mario Savio steps in honor of the mild-mannered but fiery orator of the free speech movement.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop.
Today you can read those words at the Free Speech Movement Cafe, where the FSM is immortalized in pictures and memorabilia. On October 1, 1964, thousands of students surrounded a police car on campus to prevent it from carrying off Jack Weinberg, an activist who had been distributing civil rights literature. The car was held for 32 hours and became an impromptu podium. On Friday, in a sort of reenactment of that event, a police car was brought near the steps and a stage created on top of it. Joining the FSM veterans who spoke were representatives of the administration, including the new chancellor, Robert Bourgeonneau, and Misha Leibowitz, the president of the Students Association.
Now, I have my shoes off because last time they did this, they wanted to be so respectful to not even damage the tool of oppression that they were using as a podium for expression.
Several thousand students packed into Sproul Hall Plaza to hear the speakers on top of the car. One of them was former presidential candidate and governor Howard Dean.
You have the power to change America. You have the power to stand up as they did in this very spot 40 years ago for a democratic America which allows ordinary people to reclaim their government. You have the power. Use it.
A number of FSM vets retold the history of their movement. A representative of the ACLU read portions of the Bill of Rights to argue that the Constitution was under threat. But if there was one main theme of the rally, it was an attack on cynicism. Jackie Goldberg, a member of the California State Assembly and one of the original leaders of the free speech movement, told students there's a mythology that you are disinterested and that we who are in our 60s are better than you. Hogwash, you're light years ahead of us.
And there are people who spend their every waking day trying to convince you to be cynical. To believe it's all a crock, to believe that nobody is ever anything but corrupt, and that if they weren't corrupt when they ran for office, the second they were elected, now they are corrupt too. And I want to tell you something. They do that because they want you to, in person, one at a time, take yourself out of the struggle.
Some students said most of their peers were pretty lackadaisical when it came to political activity, but Brighton Kimball, a second-year student, said the message about cynicism was important.
That we should not accept that all people are corrupt, that we ourselves can never make change, because it's so important that we believe that possibilities are out there and that this democracy can be a better one.
The free speech movement ended in December of 1964 with a massive sit-in. More than 800 arrests and a vote by the faculty to end speech restrictions. On university campuses across America, there is no longer any question that students have the rights and responsibilities of citizens and that they can, if they choose, engage in political activity. That, perhaps more than anything, is the lasting legacy of the free speech movement. Margot Adler, NPR News, Berkeley, California.